Good morning. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to speak at the Moriri Honganji's White Way radio program. How grateful and wonderful we are that we can start this wonderful day with the sound of the Onenbutsu. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. During the month of September, we Jodo Shinshu Buddhists observe Aki no Ohigan, Autumn Higan Service. The term of Higan is an abbreviation of To Higan, which literally means to arrive at the other shore. In Buddhism, the world of illusion, which is my life, is referred to as this shore, and the world of enlightenment, Amida Buddha, is called the other shore. When we speak about Higan or Pure Land, it sounds like as if there's a land in somewhere far away from here, and it has nothing to do with our lives. However, the land of Amida Buddha, Higan, the Pure Land, which is a realm of absolute truth and reality, surpassing human thought, is always at work on us in order to awaken us to truth and reality. The world created by ordinary foolish beings with blind passions, represented by greed, hatred, and ignorance, is called the defiled land. On the contrary, the pure land of peace is the realm of nirvana, which Dharmakara Bodhisattva has established in order to accept all living beings without any discrimination, wishing to liberate us from blind passions. In Jodo Shinshu, this Higan service is also called Sambutsue, which means a service to praise the virtues of Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha made a vow to sustain and embrace all of us who live in a world of suffering with his boundless compassion. When we truly realize Amida's infinite compassion, there arises within our hearts a natural expression of gratitude. During the Shigan season, we gather in front of Amida Buddha, rejoice in the teaching, and express our gratitude to Amida Buddha's compassion. We observe many memorial services in Buddhist tradition. Families and friends gather together to pay their respect and appreciation to the departed ones. Some of you may think that we observe memorial services in order to console the spirits of the deceased or pray for the benefits of their afterlife. But please remember that the service is for the sake of each of us. Buddhism is a teaching for each of us who are living here and now. I've heard that some people think they don't need a funeral service when they die. This may be because they care for their surviving family members. Having a funeral service or memorial service might become a financial burden. Therefore, they may say there's no need to do it. They don't want their children to go through all the troubles for them. In a way, I can understand their feelings, concern, and love for their children. But I believe the service is not just a ritual. If the service is held only to observe the ritual, you may have a hard time to understand its purpose and think that there's no need to do it. But please keep in mind that the service is the greatest gift that you can give to your surviving family and friends. It is a way greater gift than money, jewels, real estate, stocks, cars, and so on, which you can leave for your children. Those so-called small gifts will disappear sooner or later. But the gift of the Dharma is priceless. It will forever remain in our hearts. The sound of Shoshinge at the funeral service teaches us about the universal compassion of Amida Buddha. The urn placed in the center reminds us of transiency of human form. The message of Gobunsho, the white ashes, makes us aware of the impermanence and the importance of having a religious foundation. I believe your greatest wish for your surviving family is that they will live their lives to the fullest with joy and gratitude. And I believe that the funeral service or memorial service is the only and the best opportunity for them to fully accept your love and concern. I will never forget my departed mother lying in the coffin so peacefully. Through that sad separation, I was made aware of my mother's love and concern to me. The sound of Shoshinge during her funeral sounded as if she was talking to me. Please, do not make your life in vain, but live a fulfilling life. I was living my life by taking everything for granted. But thanks to my mother, I was made aware of the truth of impermanence and the fact that I must live this unrepeatable life, which was given to me through my mother. Whenever I place my hands together in Gassho in front of Amida Buddha and recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, I can still hear my mother's caring voice, who has returned to the other shore. And I also feel all the more grateful to Amida Buddha's great wisdom and compassion that is tirelessly working to liberate me from the state of defilements. By having the other shore, Higang, as our spiritual foundation, we gain strength and courage to live each day, each moment, to the fullest. In closing, I'd like to read a writing written by Reverend Rikisho Kuriyama. Those who do not have a place to return to, no matter how well and smooth life may be, come to a dead end and will be in a pitiful plight in the end. But those who have a place to return to, no matter how difficult life may seem, never come to this dead end and are able to live with great dignity and in great joy. It is because they are always connected with something eternal and infinite. Thank you very much. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.